This is Rabbi Judah of Beth Messiah, continuing a study on the 10 allegories of Jeremiah the prophet. I always use the Tree of Life version of Scripture. This is the 9th allegory in this series. It is found in Jeremiah 43, verses 8 through 13. I encourage you to open your Bible to Jeremiah 43 and be prepared to take notes when I give you other addresses to study. If you want to give a name to this allegory, I would suggest it's about the hidden stones. And so this 9th allegory takes place at a time when Jeremiah was no longer in the land, but had been forced to go down to Egypt, where this symbolic action took place. In this allegory, prophesies that the Babylonian conquest prophesies about the Babylonian conquest of Egypt itself. Jeremiah 43, verse 8, the word of Adonai came to Jeremiah in Tophanes, saying in verse 9, take some large stones in your hand and hide them in the mortar in the brickwork at the entrance of Pharaoh's palace in Tophanes in the sight of the men of Judah. And so, very simply, this word came to Jeremiah when he was in Tophanes, which is in Egypt. Now, after the Babylonians had fulfilled Jeremiah's prophecies and destroyed Jerusalem, the temple, and took most of the Jews captives, they left some behind. They appointed a Jewish man to be governor under Babylonian rule, and his name was Gedaliah. And he was able to get the Jewish forces still fighting to lay down their arms. And for a little while, the people were growing and planting things in the land again. But one of the leaders of the Jewish forces decided that Gedaliah was nothing more than a Babylonian puppet. And he worked to instigate a revolt. So he murdered Gedaliah and took a number of Jews, including Jeremiah, captive. The other Jewish leaders gathered their forces together and pursued the leader of the revolt and were able to rescue the Jews that were taken in captive, including Jeremiah and Jeremiah's secretary, Baruch, who was his scribe. Jeremiah had told them that the best course of action was to remain in the land. But because the governor appointed by Babylon had been murdered, they feared to stay, believing that the Babylonians will come and avenge Gedaliah's death and kill the Jews left in the land. Jeremiah told them they did not need to worry, and if they stayed in the land, God will bless them and the Babylonians will not come. However, although the prophecies of Jeremiah had been fulfilled, nevertheless, Jeremiah was disbelieved again. And the population chose to go down to Egypt, and they forcefully took Jeremiah and Baruch with them. As a result, Jeremiah himself died of old age in the land of Egypt. Now the point of this 9th allegory is to teach the nation that although they fled to Egypt to escape the Babylonians will come to Egypt as well. And so the palace that is mentioned is not a royal palace, because that was not in this city. This building was a government building. Jeremiah was to take large stones and hide them in the mortar of the brickwork, which is in front of Pharaoh's government house, which was in Tophanes. And he was to do it in sight of the men of Judah. They were to see him doing this so they would learn the lesson that God was giving them. The interpretation of the allegory would simply be verses 10 through 13 of chapter 33 of Jeremiah. Verse 10 reads, "Then say to them, thus says Adonai Tzvaot, the God of Israel, I'm about to send for and bring King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant, and I will set his throne over these stones where I have hid, and he will spread his royal pavilion over them." Verse 11, "Yes, he will come and will strike the land of Egypt, those for death to death, those for exile to exile, those for the sword to the sword." Verse 12, "I will also set fire to the houses of Egypt's gods. He will burn them and carry them off. He will wrap himself up with the land of Egypt as a shepherd wraps himself up with his garment. Then he will depart from there victoriously." Verse 13, "He will also shatter the pillars of the temple of the sun in the land of Egypt, while the houses of the gods of Egypt he will burn with fire." And so it's a pretty simple interpretation, and it's simply that Nebuchadnezzar will come and destroy the land of Egypt. And these Jewish people that had hoped to escape Babylon captivity now will become subject to it. And the prophecies shown in the actions of the prophet was the very stones that Jeremiah had put into the brickwork were destined to become the throne of Nebuchadnezzar, who God calls my servant. Not because Nebuchadnezzar was saved, but because he was carrying out the decree of God. The royal pavilion was the military headquarters tent, and Nebuchadnezzar will spread it over the stones. The land of Egypt will in no way escape. He then pointed out further in verse 11 that Nebuchadnezzar will smite the land of Egypt, and three things were to happen to the Egyptians, and by way of implication, to these Judeans as well. And it simply says, those who are appointed to death will be given death. Those appointed to captivity will go into captivity, and those who are appointed to the sword will go to the sword. In these three ways, the land of Egypt would be smitten along with the Jewish people who went there to escape. Then he described the conquest of Egypt, verses 12 and 13, and states four things. He's going to kindle a fire in the houses of the gods of Egypt and burn them and carry them away captive. And so that's pretty simple. The temples of Egypt will be burned with fire. As for the gods themselves, they will be carried away captive to the land of Babylon and will prove to everyone that the gods of Egypt were worthless. Secondly, he will array himself with the land of Egypt as a shepherd puts on his garment. In other words, he will claim the land of Egypt as his own, as a shepherd lays claim to a shepherd's cloak. And as a shepherd walks off with his cloak, even so Nebuchadnezzar will walk off with all the riches of Egypt in his hand. Thirdly, he shall break the pillars of Beit Shemesh that is in the land of Egypt. Beit Shemesh is a Hebrew word for house of the sun, which was translated temple of the sun in this translation. And it's probably a Greek reference to the Egyptian city of Heliopolis, which is Greek meaning the city of the sun. Its location is 5 miles north of Cairo, which was the base of the Temple of Ra, who was the sun god. The very center of Egyptian idolatry in the worship of foreign gods. Heliopolis was destined to be destroyed. Fourthly, in verse 15, it points out that the houses of the gods of Egypt he will burn with fire. So all the temples will be destroyed by fire. This prophecy was literally fulfilled in the famous first century historian Josephus, in his book called The Antiquities of the Jews, records how this prophecy was fulfilled in the 23rd year of Nebuchadnezzar, which would put it in the year 581 BCE, before the Common Era, which is about 5 years after the Jews had fled to Egypt, contrary to Jeremiah's advice. And in Josephus' book, The Antiquity of the Jews, he writes, quote, "Nebuchadnezzar fell on Egypt to overthrow it. He slew the king and then reigned and set up another. He took those Jews who were captive there and led them to Babylon. Such was the end of the nation of the Hebrews," end quote. So Josephus recorded the fact that Nebuchadnezzar, after destroying Egypt, did carry the Jews who had fled to Egypt into captivity in Babylon. So hoping to escape the Babylonians, they failed. And they failed because they did not heed the warning of Jeremiah to remain in the land of Israel. Those who disobey a true prophet are destined to suffer the very thing that they feared. And this concludes this teaching on the ninth allegory. I hope you're enjoying this series. I would appreciate your feedback. Once again, my email address is rabbijudah@bethmessiah.life. I appreciate you spending your time with me. We will continue this series with our next and final teaching, the 10th allegory. Be blessed, everyone. Shalom.